I'm Gabby and I'm an alcoholic.
Hey.
We went by really fast with the readings. Thank you for asking me to be a 10-minute speaker. Thank you. I'm very happy that I've met people like you in AA that act as if and you light a fire under my butt to be better in AA. I got here when I was like 17. That was like one of my first. Welcome to the person who's under 30 days. I hope you hear something or see something or that makes you want to come back. I love your kid. He's so cute. I came here when I was about 17 years old. I knew of Alcoholics Anonymous. I grew up in Alcoholics Anonymous. My grandpa got sober. I don't know. He's like in his 80s. But he got to live that long because he's sober. Alcoholism runs on both sides of my family. My grandmother on my dad's side died of alcoholism. I like her a lot because she was a peer and I'm a peer too. But she died of alcoholism. My uncle on his side died of alcoholism. My dad died of kidney disease. You know, that whole so forth. It is like a revolving door of alcoholism on both sides of my family. And I'm like the only one in like the cousin and sibling group that got sober. And to be honest, I don't even know if they have a drinking problem. I just might be the unicorn. And if they do, it's none of my business. But I got here when I was 17 and then I came back when I was 21. I don't know how I got here. But I do know is that, I had had friends that went to young people's and AA meetings, so I knew that there was a place like here, but I didn't know that you guys, like, I thought this was, like, a place to, like, handle your drinking, not, like, actually going cold turkey and not drinking. I couldn't believe, I thought you guys were all lying, like what other people say in the meetings where it's like, I really genuinely thought that you were lying to me, that you don't drink anymore and that you haven't had a drink in 12, 10, 50 years. I got sober March 24th, 2016, and that's not my first sobriety date. I came here and I just wanted to take. If you let me stay in your room for free for a couple months and say, hey, you got to pay rent at this time, I heard I could stay there for free. I came to AA because I just wanted relief and I didn't really want recovery. I didn't even really understand what recovery was. I started drinking at a really young age. I only drank for about 10 years, and I get really jealous that people got to drink for like 20 or 50 years. Yeah, and then like, cause it's like I wasn't even old enough to go to bars. Like I snuck into bars. The first time I drank, I was 12 years old. I was like 12 or 11 years old, and I remember it was wine. And I'm like half Hispanic and half Creole, so we always eat with spices. And when I eat something, I'm like, that could have some more seasoning, or that, you know, that can be like this and that. And when I had that drink, I was like, that could be stronger. You know, I was just like, this wine could be stronger. This is, I don't know what happened, but I got a little bit of a buzz. I didn't get drunk. And I just knew it. I was like, I want to do that again. I don't know what happened or how. All I knew is that it made my brain stop and made my brain be quiet because I grew up, what was it? I grew up on the east side of Lancaster. I grew up with a single mom. My dad left the house at I don't remember what age. He didn't have a dad, so he didn't know how to be a dad, so he left. So she was by herself raising three kids. And, we didn't have a lot of money. And there was a couple of times that we almost became homeless, and we were homeless at once. But she's like, I don't know what I got to do, but I got to get my kids out of this apartment 21. And I always call it apartment 21 because I sometimes feel like I'm still in apartment 21, because of all the trauma and the stuff and the fights that I heard my parents go through, because fighting in my household was a usual thing. Hearing my dad call her out of her name was a usual thing. He wasn't much of a drunk, but he was much of a higher. I always saw him high. That was a normal thing in my life, was seeing people passed out. And I had I had like a reservation in the back of my head that that was going to be me one day. And because some people talk about how they were born an alcoholic, and I guess I was born an alcoholic. More like I feel like it was just inevitable, or I don't know. It's in my genes. It's genetic. Don't know. But we moved to the west side of Lancaster, and you know, I went from people stealing my bike to people riding quads, and it is like a big, it is a big culture difference. I wasn't born here. I was born in Mission Hills at Holy Cross Hospital, so I don't have the curse, but I did, it's a curse, yeah, and I don't have it, but but I grew up out here. So I grew up out here, and when I moved to the other side of town, I just wanted to fit in. And I have this tendency of always needing to be the chameleon. I need to fit in, and I need to feel good enough, because I wasn't the smartest person in school. I almost got held back twice, and I'm still not the smartest. I still drop in and out of college, but one thing that I haven't dropped out is AA. I haven't dropped out of the steps, and I haven't stopped doing this thing. And when I my head goes to starting to wanting to stop doing this, I'm dyslexic, so sorry. But whenever I feel like I'm going to stop doing this thing, I pause and I call someone. I'm all over the place because 10 minutes never feels like enough. But what am I good? How many times? Like, am I pretty shit? Okay, let's get sober. All right. So, where I'm at now is that, you know, a lot of stuff has happened to where I'm, 9 years has been a long time. And, I screw up a lot in AA. I've been the other woman in AA. I've lied, I've cheated, I've stolen, but I didn't drink over it. And you don't have to drink over it. And one thing that this place taught me was to be rigorously honest with myself, and that's how I've never picked up. I think it was last year when I turned 9, I was taking a cake at the PM Odd, and I just did not care about taking a cake. I think I was like calling Morgan and Vanessa like at the time, where I was just like, I don't think I want this anymore. I think I could do this on my own. I don't think I need AA anymore. Those voices never stop, by the way. Because I start replacing other things with going to meetings on Friday night or Sunday night or Monday night or Tuesday night. It doesn't stop, and I thought that for all of a sudden I thought that I was different, or I thought that I could do this on my own. But God, I really don't feel like I know what I'm going to say right now, because I feel like I'm like, oh my God, now you have to like, you got like 1 minute left. But, no, if you're new here, I'm going to end soon because I feel peer pressure right now. Find a home group. My home group is High Desert and We Care Group. I really love the people out here. Find someone that you don't have to like them. You don't, you know, like, want their sobriety, what they have, and that's not a car, and that's not a motorcycle, and that's not their house or their backyard that has horses, and listen to them and come back. And they would tell me, just stay, Gabby, just stay, come back. You don't have to live, you don't have to drink as long as we drank, and you don't have to live on how we lived. You have your whole life ahead of you. And that's how I made it to my age, because I've always reserved killing myself in the back of my head. And I felt normal coming to Alcoholics Anonymous. And Alcoholics Anonymous has taught me to quiet my head when alcohol constantly quieted my head. So thank you for letting me stop.
Thank you, Gabby. Okay. I think Melanie and Denise are selling 50-50 tickets. And please smoke in the designated smoking area and use the stand-up butt cans. Return swiftly to your seat when the bell is rung to avoid disrupting the meeting when returning from the break. Now let's take a 10-minute coffee break.
Gabby's got the bell. She's gonna tell Kurt. And a mid bell, yeah. Yeah. That works? Yeah.
I like to be in the chaos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
like thinking like, I'm ooh.
Yes, I have put the other woman in it. Yeah.
Like, I haven't done that yet, I think. Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's a man. Man, yes. Money, sex. Women, sex, yeah. Gambling.
Yeah.
I think it was like,
yeah.
Oh, I need to talk about this.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome back. My name is Betsy, and I am an alcoholic. Would those who care to please join me in the serenity prayer? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Out of respect for our meeting and the speaker, please be sure you put your phone back to silent mode after the coffee break and do not distract those around you by texting during the meeting. And now I would now like to introduce our main speaker, Richard from Lancaster.